Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 14, verses 3 to 9. Now, we've been looking at this episode of the woman with the ointment and trying to get to the heart of the matter. I've skirted around it. I've hinted at it, mentioned it once or twice, I think. But surely the heart of the matter here, the core of it, heart must be surely the right word, is love in action. Love in action. Whatever else is going on here, however we understand the events, whatever explanations we put upon it, however much we think about the details, the spikenard, the man quarreling over it, the people reacting to it, and all the rest of it, at the heart of it is this woman's love for Christ. Now, this will be a rambling little discourse, but I want to impress upon my own soul this central matter. Yes, we are believers, brother and sister. Yes, we've, to a measure, repented of our sins. We are feebly trusting Christ, yes. But what heart is there in it? What love? What devotion? What warmth? What passion? What feeling is in it? I feel this is the missing piece for many of us. I'm not talking about emotionalism, but there must surely be emotion. Let me illustrate the difference. I recall, I think I heard him say it at a Puritan conference, Lloyd Jones, in the time when Billy Graham was in London, somebody was trying to impress Lloyd Jones and press upon him the point that he should go along. You know, even though there was Arminian preaching there, he should go along. And the man tried to encourage Lloyd-Jones. He said, look, they're going forward in their droves, and there isn't an atom of emotion, you see, hoping that that would encourage Lloyd-Jones. But Lloyd-Jones said, no emotion? How can you come to Christ without emotion? See, it's not emotionalism. This woman has got no emotionalism here. She's doing this secretly, quietly. But emotion is written all over it. She's truly a case where she loves much because she's been forgiven much. The hymn writer says, love I much? Oh, yes, I'm much forgiven. William Gadsby, I've quoted him already. Oh, that my soul, speaking of the Lord Jesus, oh, that my soul could love him more. His beauty's trace is majesty adore. Dwell on his heart, against his bosom lean, like John. When shall I find my willing heart all taken up with thee? Let's cut to the chase here. As the Americans say, let's stop beating about the bush. Let's get to the heart of it. Too often with the believer's experience, in his life, in preaching, in the Lord's Supper, is dry, boring, routine, duty. Oh, to know the love, the devotion, the passion, the warmth, the heat of it, the feeling of Christ. Where is the blessedness, said Cowper? Where is the blessedness I knew when first I saw the Lord? Well, of all the hymns, I could choose a score of them or more. Surely Charles Wesley's got something to say to me. O love divine, how sweet thou art. When shall I find my willing heart, like this woman, all taken up by thee? She surely knew that she could sing this if she knew the words. I thirst, I faint, I died to prove the greatness of redeeming love, the love of Christ to me. That's what moves my love to him. Oh, that I felt it more and saw it more. Stronger his love than death or hell. Its riches are unsearchable. The firstborn sons of light desire in vain its depths to see. They cannot reach the mystery, the length and breadth. And height, oh, that I might know and experience and feel the height, the depth, the breadth of the love of Christ. God only knows the love of God. Oh, that it now were shed abroad in this poor, stony heart. For love I sigh, for love I pine. This only portion, Lord, be mine this better part. Oh, that the love of God, yes it is, that I felt it was shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit given unto us. Oh, that I could forever sit with Mary at the Master's feet, like this woman anointing Christ. Be this my happy choice. My only care, delight and bliss, not all the crowd around, not the feast, not the meal, no, Christ himself. My joy, my heaven on earth be this, to hear the bridegroom's voice. My brother and sister, do you not feel it so? Do you not want to know and feel and enjoy the power and the love and the grace and the mercy of God? Oh, that my soul could love him more, that I knew this love of God and felt it and enjoyed it. Surely this woman, this obscure, unknown woman, speaks to us down these 2,000 years. May God give us such a grace, such a heart, such a desire to know and love and enjoy our Lord Jesus Christ and be devoted to him. Amen.